Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
How exciting is this?
With Waitrose.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Up and at 'em, come on, things to do. Don't cheer, you'll just embarrass yourselves. We're not bored of it yet, so it's lovely. There's no stopping 'em, no stopping 'em.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
Oh, there's nothing nicer, is there? Nothing nicer.
With Waitrose. Food to feel good about.
I mean, what's not to like?
Saturday and Sunday from 9:30.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Vassos, over to you.
She's the general practitioner whose guidance we should all generally practice. Her new book, Get Well, Stay Well, The 6 Healing Health Habits You Need to Know, is out now. And I, for one, feel like a new man thanks to Dr. Gemma Newman.
Yeah, Gemma! Gemma's in the house. Dr. Gemma Newman. Now, before we get the interview underway, Gemma, good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
You're very welcome. Looking amazing in purple.
Well, thank you.
Okay, now, dressing to impress is one thing, but dressing to help with the vibe is another. You clearly have done that, I can tell.
Well, I did think long and hard, what vibes do I want to bring to the Chris Evans Breakfast Show? And I thought, purple vibes it
is. So what will purple bring then? Because it is a thing, isn't it? Colourways are a thing.
Yeah. Well, for me, I thought, you know, I have one block of colour, yeah. So it's not too overwhelming on the eye.
Uh-huh.
And for me, I find purple very grounding. It's the colour of royalty,
yeah,
but also it's seen as quite a good colour in the chakras,
you know, yeah, you, of course it is. Which one is it?
Purple. It's the highest.
Oh, of course it is,
crown.
Yeah, absolutely is. Tash is my wife's favourite colour, purple. My favourite colour is orange, quickly followed by green, but purple is coming in on the blind side, coming hot on the blind side. So all good vibes, bringing good vibes in.
Thank you.
Nice smiles.
Yes.
You're the kind of person that we want to hang out with and learn from, Dr. Gemma Newman.
Can I just say that was the best introduction I've ever had on anything, so thank you, Vassos.
Well, he's
that
been working
amazing.
On it for many seconds. Gemma, just so people who may or may not suspect conversations that we have on our show are one thing or another, can you give us your non-snake oil salesperson qualifications, please? Why are you the real deal?
I'm the real deal because I've been a doctor for 20 years.
20 years!
20
years! Control room round of applause. Actual working doctor!
Yay!
Do you like that?
I love that. They should come to my surgery every day and
every
do
day.
That for me before I start clinic.
How often do you see your patients?
I see them 3 days a week.
So you actually do see patients?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because you talk about your patients a lot. Some people say they do and they don't. You do.
I do.
Good
and
for you.
I actually have got lots of interesting anonymised patient stories scattered throughout the book, which I think really helps people get the information.
Well, they're more than scattered, aren't they? They're the anchor of each chapter.
Yes.
And I love it. And you always use that every. Let's call them Dennis the Menace. Let's call her Enid Blyton, just for the sake of the story. I like it. It's fun. You're having fun with the book, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, very much. I loved writing this book.
Well, there's the sunshine. The actual sun is on the front cover of the book, and you've got blue skies, a lovely front page blurb here, front cover blurb from Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, another favourite of the show, another friend of the show, friend of Carfest, a hopeful essential guide for life. It's all about gloves.
It is.
It's the perfect weather for talking about gloves. What does the word GLOVE, or the acronym GLOVE, stand for in your world and in your new book?
So the acronym stands for the 6 healing health habits you need to know.
Yes.
And that is gratitude, love, outside, veggies, exercise and sleep.
Well, they're very good. We're worried about the sleep chapter, aren't we? The sleep chapter kept me awake last night.
I enjoyed all of... Honestly, Gemma, I was... Because I do quite a lot of these practices, so I was like, smug, 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 and then sleep chapter. I was like,
We may get onto the sleep chapter.
Yes. Well,
we
you
may
know what?
Not.
I think the thing is, what I think I love about you and your show is that you're so good at promoting all these other things.
Yes.
And I think, you know, with your meditation and your movement snacks, I just saw you do before I came on air.
Yeah, you changed the energy.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, you're doing well.
Yeah, well, you talk about shaking it off in the book. book. And I mean, if you don't mind, can we just slalom all through the book? It doesn't matter where, does
it? Go for it.
There's so much in the book. It's really good. You know, it's not like War and Peace, but it's the greatest hits of these particular worlds. And it's really useful. If you want to get better or you want to feel better and you get this book in your life, it will definitely 100% help. So let's talk about gratitude, first of all.
Yes.
Give us the headlines of gratitude.
So with gratitude, I don't want it to be that people think it's kind of like a toxic positivity thing,
yeah,
or you have to think everything's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's actually about learning to see what you can use in your life that's useful, and also working through things like grief as well. Yeah. So for me, gratitude is one of the key pillars because it allows us to have a bit more of an understanding of ourselves. Yeah. And our thoughts and feelings can sometimes really keep us stuck because they're in
control. I love the way you're clutching your chest when you talk about it. It's important, isn't it?
It is important.
You're literally speaking from the heart.
I'm speaking from the heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, when our thoughts and feelings keep us stuck, then, you know, they're in charge of what we think, what we do, what we feel. Yeah. Gratitude is so useful for helping us to actually feel that we want to make changes in our lives.
Right, taking control of the emotions.
Exactly,
isn't it? Because your mind, if your body feels something chemically, which is an emotion and is a feeling, your mind doesn't know what it is. It doesn't. Your mind's really clever, but it's still on a quiz show. It's you know, it's a 24/7 contestant in the game show, your mind, isn't it?
It is.
And it's trying to figure out what this emotion is. Now, it can create emotions, which is fine, because they come from the mind, so therefore it's writing its own story, but then it has to sort of discern other mysteries, and that can be confusing for it.
And sometimes the mind doesn't really understand where the emotion's necessarily coming from, and the body can express emotions as well.
Yeah.
And we don't often listen enough to the emotions that we're feeling rather than the chat that we are thinking, which can sometimes keep us stuck as well.
Okay, all right. We haven't got forever. So there's loads of tools in this section, in one of the section of one of the six healing habits you need to know, and that is gratitude. Gratitude is also really important because if you're feeling down, you think, how can I feel better? Well, the number one way to feel better, again, 24/7 in your life, is to consider other people first, because it puts you in service. And if you're in service, it means your heart is open and you are the source of energy. You are the source of usefulness, and you're not the sort of closed gates protecting what you have got, because there is energy in not clinging and there is only exhaustion in doing the opposite.
Exactly, Chris. Oh, my gosh, you really have read my book.
Of course I have.
I love this. No, you're absolutely right. And also, it's not just for the good times. You know, there's some great studies to show that gratitude can actually help reduce pain perception.
Yeah.
And this is when you have chronic health conditions.
Massive.
I see so many patients with chronic health conditions that cause chronic pain. And it's really helpful for that as well.
Yeah, the lower your mood, the greater the pain. The lower your mood, the heavier your burdens. The lighter your mood, the more progressively better you can feel, not get ill in the first place. We have a thing here, a WhatsApp here from Jane in Stapleford Abbott, speaking to just that, and sleep as well, which is the health habit number 6. I think there's definitely something in what Gemma says. My dad is 90. He's not a worrier. He sleeps for England. He's never been seriously ill in his life and sleeps regularly a good 10 hours a night. He's a super sleeper. And everybody thinks old people get up early. Not my dad. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
And all right, so
I was going to say, Chris, I think, because I spoke to Rongan yesterday, actually.
Yes.
And he was telling me that you do your own gratitude practices.
Yeah, no, every day, every morning. If I hear somebody, one of my friends going through tough times, which has recently happened, it's literally straight on my knees, a prayer of hope and help and love to them.
Beautiful.
And then immediately followed by the gratitude that none of this is happening to me. Not like rather them than me, just thank good, you know, you wake up every morning, don't you? People are like, you know, I'm losing in life. Yeah, but we've already won, because there's a 400,000 trillion to one chance of us being born.
Yes.
We wake up having won, even if sometimes understandably it can feel like you're losing. You're still a winner in the lottery of life.
So true.
Boom. We talk about love. Healthy habit number 2 is love. All kinds of love.
All kinds of
Pick
love.
Pick your favourite.
Not just romantic
go
love.
Go on, off you go. Fill your boots.
So it's not just about having a husband or a wife or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a lover. It's about sharing love with your community, with your friends and with the wider world. Yeah. And I think once you have that connection to love, it helps you again to be more self-compassionate as well. And then when you're more compassionate to yourself, it's easier for you to be compassionate with other people and give to other people freely, which is really good for your own health.
It is. And in every section, you have tools that are helpful and you have little exercises.
Super practical.
Give us a love tool and a love exercise and an opportunity to maybe potentially, what's the word?
Feel the love.
Feel the love, but also chronicle it.
Yeah, so what's good about the book is that I've got journaling pages, because some people have not really got into journaling,
yep.
And I wanted to make sure that it was so accessible. So although it's a bit of a chunker of a book, it's so practical. And there's a table in the back, which you might have already seen, Chris,
yep.
Which actually shows people all of the practical tools that they need to use or that they can use if they want to from the book.
Yeah.
And so in the love chapter, I've got a positive self-talk exercise.
Yep.
We talk about positive role modelling, positive statements like affirmations. Also, I talk about forgiveness, because the flip side of love is, you know, the people that you love the most in your life, you also tend to have the highest expectations of. And
yeah.
They're the people that you feel often quite let down by. And so I wanted to touch on the importance of forgiveness for the heart and how that also affects our health.
Yeah, practical ways to feel a sense of purpose, all to do with love. What's important to you? What could you do today to serve? What is important to me? You put these questions in the first person so people reading it can answer it for themselves.
Yes.
An exercise to find your values, followed by, what about this? Here's a list of values to get your imagination going. You're not kidding, only 100 of them in alphabetical order.
I know.
Well, that's, you know, very impressive.
Some people don't necessarily have their values all kind of, like you, Chris, like you've probably thought about your values already quite
yeah,
a lot.
I thought about it yesterday when I was looking at your the journaling aspect of this, because you give us 100 to choose from and then we only have to choose three.
Yeah, exactly. Only choose three, make it simple. And it's all about making it simple in the book, because the second part is the practical bit. And you only need to do three things of your choosing in the plants, peace and purpose section. So just keep it super simple. But I love talking about values, because I think quite often, especially when you feel anxious in your life or low, coming back to your own values and what's really important to you is really crucial and helpful for.
And they can change, can't they? You know, you can give January three values. You could go for like acceptance. You could go for creativity, and then you could go for humor. You know, because humor is so useful. If you can deploy humor on a regular basis, because first of all, it makes you smile, like your lovely smile now.
Oh, thank you.
But it flicks the biochemical switch again, doesn't it?
It does.
It says, come on, time to come up, play and come up with some good ideas.
Yes.
And communicate.
Well, I talk about laughter in the book, actually. One of the exercises.
Laughter is everything.
Yes.
You know, I've dog-eared the laughter page. Speak to laughter for a bit.
All right. So laughter, you're right, it does change your biochemistry and your body, and it lifts your physiology, it activates your parasympathetic nervous system. You start to feel more energized and also just generally more good about the people around you and your life. And people respond much better to you. If you're the kind of person that laughs easily or that makes people laugh, you know, it brings out the best in other people, as you've experienced on the show.
I think some people have naturally smiley faces. I don't know why I said I think. Some people have naturally smiley faces. For example, one of the most famous naturally smiling faces on the planet is Professor Brian Cox. He speaks with a smile. He can't not speak with a smile. I know Brian really well. And even when he's talking about sad things, because we're mates, so we talk about everything, he still can't do it with a sad face. He can't do a sad face. And one of the reasons he's so popular is because of his smiling face.
Yeah.
Because it's so unthreatening. It's so welcoming. It's so friendly for children. He's got a great set of gnashers. That can't do any harm. But people who, you see this in, and if you can cultivate a smile, they do say if you're involved in running a company or in charge of people or you're giving a talk and you want to know how you did, watch some video back. And if there's no video available, get a friend to film you on their phone, or set your phone on video. Film yourself and watch. If you have 100% of the experience, watch yourself back 20% and watch the audience back 80%. And they will mirror what you're doing. They just will. You know, and if you're feeling a bit down and you're speaking to a crowd or a group of people, then if you can spot a smiler, then you focus on them, because they will help you on the podium help them in the audience.
Yeah, it's true. I always look for the person smiling.
Dial into the smile.
I do, exactly. When I'm doing a big talk, I'm like, where's the smiler?
Yeah, and if you know, you look at the ads, look at the billboards of people who want to sell you a good time. Mm. You know, they're all pictures of people looking quite healthy, having a right laugh. You know, billboards can't speak yet. You can't hear them. You just see them as you're driving past them. But it's all smiles, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's interesting you mentioned something visual, because I talk about the power of nature in the book and how visualising is helpful in the gratitude chapter, but also looking at nature and being out in nature is really helpful and healing for us as well.
Yeah, and our brains don't know the difference between what's real and imagined, even though they're the things that's doing the imagining.
Yeah.
So, you know, even they're not clever enough for how clever they are.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on, let
it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Healthy habit number 3 is outside. Get outside. Again, so much to talk about here. It's a brilliant section. Tell us about grounding.
Yeah, so I mean, it's free for one thing, and it's very easy. All you have to do is take off your shoes and socks and stand on the grass. What you're doing there is you are absorbing the electrons from the earth. The earth is naturally grounded because of lightning strikes and various thermogenic activity in the earth. And you can absorb some of those electrons into your body when you step on the ground.
And why wouldn't we? You know, it's a ball of energy, isn't it? We're literally on our own spaceship, 67,000 miles an hour every single day when we wake up.
Yeah.
You know, it's another boring Tuesday. No, we're on our own spaceship, 67,000 miles an hour. It's amazing. And it's full of energy, and our feet are earth to it. So why don't you just get a bit of that in your life?
Exactly.
But there are other ways of grounding, aren't there, that you mentioned here?
Yes, yes. There's lots of ways. You could go give a tree a hug, Chris.
Which does work, or lean against a tree.
Lean against a tree. You know, actually going to the sea and just walking along the beach is another way.
Gardening.
Gardening is
getting
another way.
Getting that smell under your fingernails.
Yes, yes. Convening with the soil.
If I go for a bit of forest bathing, which I do quite a lot up on Marlow Common, I will, at the end, if I haven't meditated, I will literally put my face into the earth as it's ever-changing under the trees in the forest. And that's, there's only... That you can only get that smell in a forest, and I can smell it now. It's the best smell in the world, isn't it?
Oh, what? You know what? Can you agree that we will go to Marlow Common and I will put my face in the soil with you, Chris? Because
100%.
I don't live that
far. By the
far
way,
from you.
I know loads of people will come with us.
No, you're right, and it's interesting because these are such simple things, and forest bathing has got a lot of great research behind it.
Yeah.
It's amazing for our immune systems. You mentioned the smell, the phytoncides, which are natural organic compounds released mostly from evergreen trees, are fabulous for our immune system.
Yeah.
You can take 2 forest walks of an hour each in the forest, and there was a study that showed it can increase your natural killer cells in the body by up to 50%.
All real stuff.
Amazing.
Real stuff.
So, yeah.
You know, you go for a walk in the forest today, you know, or 6 months today at the height of summer, and you are getting wellness rained down on you for free, one way or another. However, if you do suffer from 6 types of hay fever like me, you've also got to be careful.
Well, you know what? That's the reason why I've got this on the front cover, because it shows you the power of the sun, the power of the blue mind, which is the water, and obviously the power of nature, the green.
Yeah, and the blue sky, the clear blue sky, often referred to as heaven. What the Buddha did was he pointed to the sky to try and get across what he was referring to, which was the emptiness inside, which isn't valueless emptiness. It's priceless space, which is within which we exist and have our freedom.
Yes.
You know, and the Buddha said when he was arranging flowers, he would have a maximum of 3 in a vase, because more than that, they don't have the space to shine.
Oh, that's a lovely thing.
It is, isn't it?
Buddha talks a lot about non-attachment as well.
Yeah, you have that in there. It's in there. Non-attachment, it's in there.
It's in
fine
there.
To have all this stuff in your life as long as you're not attached to it. You can have a gorgeous car. You can have a gorgeous girlfriend or boyfriend or loads of mates. As long as you're not attached to the idea of having them, therefore, even when you have them, you'll always fear losing them.
Mm-hmm. You're so wise, Chris. I feel like you've literally read my book cover to cover.
I have read your book cover to cover. It's such a great read. Right. So we've got healthy habit number 5 is exercise, and healthy habit number 6 is sleep.
Missed out the veggies.
No, we're almost out of time, so okay. I'm going to go back to the V.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do then.
Fabulous.
See, that's what I was going to do.
Sorry. Shouldn't interrupt.
It's all right. Don't worry. But I was going to say, but we can't have Dr. Gemma on without talking about vegetables. My favourite page in the book is the good food mood page.
Yay!
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, the first book, The Plant Power Doctor, was obviously all about food.
Yes.
So as you rightly said, I couldn't not talk about it. Food is so good for so many things, and I include not just physical health, reduce our risk of diabetes, reduce our risk of heart disease, reduce our risk of cancer, reduce our risk of lung disease, but also...
All true.
It can improve our mood.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing thing. There's some great research behind mood improvement.
Well, if you improve your mood, you do all you've just said again.
Yes, exactly. And so in this book, I talk about our relationship with food, how we feel about food, food addiction, anorexia, all sorts of things like that. But I also talk about recipes because people need something practical.
Yeah.
So there's a QR code. You can tap on it. You can see.
We love a QR code in a book.
All the beautiful recipes. I've got Deliciously Ella. I've got the Doctor's Kitchen, Rupi Aujla. I've got the Happy Pear Chefs, who I love. And they've all contributed recipes, as well as my own and my mum, who's listening. She contributed some recipes.
Name?
Sharon Robinson.
Hello, Sharon. Hello, Mrs. Robinson. Because here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Jesus.
No. Love to place where you can play. Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
She's very proud.
Vassos.
I love talking about the vegetables chapter. I love this tips for mindful eating because I always think I'm going to eat mindfully and then halfway through the meal, I forget. So I was like the first I put my fork down, like you say, put your fork down between mouthfuls and then a bit fine and then a couple of mouthfuls in and then something distracts me.
And then
me.
You start scoffing.
And then it's like, oh,
yeah.
No,
where did that food go?
You're a scoffer.
Yeah.
I am a scoffer and it's really important to not be, isn't it?
It is. And it's one of the patients I talk about in the book, one of the things that she did, she was a nurse and she was suffering from a lot of health issues, and one of the promises she made to herself was that she would sit down and she would eat breakfast, just look at the breakfast, focus on the food, enjoy the flavors, enjoy the textures, and just be with it for a little while, let it digest.
Yeah.
It helps so much, and it also helps with things like irritable bowel syndrome and all sorts.
And you say just, you know, just don't do that thing where you're eating and doing something else.
Yeah, exactly.
So what I'll do is I'll eat and I'll check Instagram, or I'll eat and I think I'm doing the right thing, but I'm not, because actually what I'm doing is checking Instagram and then and then the food goes. So if you do that thing, like you say, just sit with the food.
Just sit with it. Enjoy it.
That's what I have this massive bowl of granola now. So it's like the highlight of my day. One of the highlights
of my day.
I
heard you talk about your granola earlier.
Yeah, it's the best.
It must be a good granola.
Well, it's different. I keep buying different ones and chucking them all in the kiln in the jar, and somehow it tastes all right. And then you accessorize it with fresh fruit, and then you put a smoothie on instead of milk and all this kind of stuff. But I always have my bowl of granola sitting on a stool in our kitchen, because our tea table is like a bar kind of thing. We don't have a table. Looking at the river, because I'm very fortunate to live near the river.
Beautiful.
And it's literally, it's 20 minutes of heaven.
It's paradise.
Oh, it is absolutely the best. Eat the rainbow. 30
Absolutely.
Different foods a week, if possible.
30 different types of plant a week is what the British and American
not
Gut Project.
Like salmon paste. This is like individual
this is
whole
plant
food
foods. Plant foods, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, red peppers and yellow peppers count for two different types of plant food, by the
Even
way.
Even though it's the same thing.
Even though it's the same thing, it's about the colours, it's about the variety. Herbs and spices count as well.
Oh,
and you've actually got a chart in the book. You can tick them off if you want. You can make photocopies, tick them off. It's very practical.
I think your book is a you're a personification of your book, and your book is whatever the opposite of that is, from a person to pages. Because it is really joyous, it is really happy, and it's really playful. And you're really clever because you're a qualified doctor. But you have this playfulness about you, as people who really know their stuff do, don't they? They say if you really know your stuff, you should be able to... distill it down to a story that you can impart to a six-year-old and they will get it and stay engaged.
Yeah.
And that's what, you really know your stuff. It's so obvious.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate that. And this book is a distillation of my life's work, honestly. Yeah. I feel as though, I want people to feel like they're not alone. They've got tools they can use if they need them. And it's all evidence-based and it's bespoke to them. That's
because this book written by somebody else with the same information could be sort of, unnavigable, insurmountable. But you've just, it's great. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chris.
It's
thank
beautiful.
You. Thank you.
And that came so much from the heart, your last response, that you closed your eyes. Like Barbara Streisand singing her favourite ballad. You're going to do something else. You're poised.
Well, here's the thing, right? Because it's beautifully simply just please do this and please do this and please do this. And this is, you don't give us all of the science. But then, at the end of the book, references.
Oh, yes.
The font goes right down, right? Yeah. And then there's.
Which is how we like it.
40 pages of references, really.
Here's the science.
So it's not as if. By the way, just in case you're wondering, I really know my stuff, and you really do.
But
you've written it beautifully simply for us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You've made me very happy.
Good. What are you going to do for the rest of the day?
I'm driving to Devon because I will be doing a talk with Dr. Alan Desmond of the Gut Health Revolution.
Nice.
We'll be talking all about my book in
Devon. Whereabouts in Devon?
I think it's called The Hall in Exeter.
So the proper hall, yeah?
Yeah, it's a... yeah.
Willy knows it. Willy Wonka knows it. Wasn't it a call, Will? Come on. Okay, good.
Is it?
I don't know. I've not got my headphones on.
It is called The Hall
okay,
in Exeter.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was at university there and Willy is actually from there.
Oh, amazing. Well, I'm from Devon too, by the way. Dr. Alan Desmond works in the hospital in which I was born.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
From the cradle, but not quite yet, to the grave.
Not yet. Lots of life to live
okay,
just
good.
Now.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Get Well, Stay Well. It's out now. Dr. Gemma Newman, GP.
Love the 80s? Then you'll love Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Over on Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.